I saw a beautiful mashal from the Baal Tiferes Yosef. Tiferes Yosef was the Rebbe of Radzin, the grandson of the Beis Yaakov, the great-grandson of the Mea Shilalach, or anyone who's familiar with the Hasidus of Ishbitz and Radzin. And he gives a mashal to explain a Mishnah Perkei Avos. Yafe Talmud Torim Derech Eretz, Shiyagiyas Shnei Mishkachas Avon. Pashup Pshat, Yafe Talmud Torim Derech Eretz, a person has to strike a balance between learning and Derech Eretz, which could mean work, could mean character development. Pashup Pshat, probably in the context of the Mishnah, the way that many of the Rishonim explain it is, Yafe Talmud Torim Derech Eretz, if a person works on his soul, if a person is involved in some type of avoda of the guf, to have a job, to have a profession, yagiyas shnei mishkachas avon, if he's busy, if he's osik in both of these things, then he won't have time for averos. Because at the end of a long day of work, and at the end of a long day of learning, he'll have no energy left for the etzahara. His body will have been engaged, his mind and soul will have been engaged, and he'll be able to go to sleep at night, having really put his kochos into his day. But the Baal Tiferes Yosef gives the following mashal. Says that he was a young man, married, and he was at a point in his life where his father owned a store, but his father also felt that he should still be learning. So the arrangement was that the first half of every day he would spend in yeshiva, and the second half of the day he would spend helping his father manage the store. What happened? After a while, his father came to his rabbi, wanted to see, how's my son doing in yeshiva? And the rabbi said, you know, the truth is he's not learning that great. So the father was furious, and he comes to the son, and he starts screaming at him, and he's yelling at him. I spoke to your Rebbe. He's a grown married man. He's, you know, but the father was still involved with his life. He said, I spoke to your Rebbe. He said, the other young light, the young men who are learning in the yeshiva, the kol guys, they're all doing a lot better than you. What's going on? You're not taking your learning seriously. So his wife stepped up to defend him. And she said, you have to understand, my husband only spends the first half of the day in yeshiva. The second half of the day he spends in the store helping you. So how do you expect him to be on the madriga and learning of the rest of his friends? A little while later, father's not so happy with him in the store, starts yelling at him, and the wife comes again to his defense and says, you have to understand, my husband spends the morning in yeshiva. He's not in the store the whole time. He doesn't know exactly how the store works. Says it to Tiferes Yosef, half jokingly, but the muster is serious. He says, maybe that's b'derech tzchois, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Yafe Talmud Torah im derech eretz. If a person spends half his day learning and half his day involved in work, then yegiyas shneim, when he's being torn in both directions, mishkachas avon, he's got all the excuses. He can say they're bonus shalom at the end of his life. You expected me to be a Talmud Chacham? I had a job. Right? You expected me to be a great success with my job? I was learning, right? You can make the excuses on both ends. And while the Tiferes Yosef said it jokingly, I think in particular, if we reflect on the stage of life that all of you find yourselves in, I think there's a powerful muster here. You're at a stage where you could say that my learning's not good because of my college. And you could say my college isn't so good because, you know, if I was in a Harvard, if I was in a secular college where my whole day was focused on my college studies, as if that's what's happening in a secular college, but in theory, right? So you can make excuses on both ends. And again, you could use this Mishnah as a Mari Makum for yourself to prove it. Or you could take the opposite approach. And you could say, no, I'm dafka not going to use these excuses. I'm not going to say I wasn't able to come to Shir, I wasn't able to learn because of college. I'm not going to say, well, the college can't be that serious because I'm only starting my classes in the afternoon. Right? But you could say to yourself that I'm going to respond to the greatest challenge of all and be great at both. To be successful and serious about my learning, to take my college classes and my work and choosing a profession, to do that in a thoughtful way, to try to have the best of both worlds. And again, I think it's a particularly unique challenge that we have here in Yeshiva Sur Beni Yitzchak Elkanan, right? To make the yeshiva into a great yeshiva, and to make the university into a great university. You know, the challenge of however you see yourself fitting into the Torah Umada, you know, mindset. Whether you understand what that means, and I'm sure different people have different understandings of what that means, Torah Umada. Right? But Lefi, our understanding, And I'm sure, again, we have different understandings and different degrees of commitment to exactly that idea. But if you've chosen to be in YU, right, you're engaging in that subtle balance of trying to be in a place where there can be serious learning, and to be in a place where you can also be serious about your education. And to be able to do it proudly, to say, I'm going to be great in both, is really the greatest accomplishment of all. So, I'll keep my words short today, but in Ritz Hashem, let's try to strike that balance. We have the excuse, you could blame each part on the other part, or you could say that despite that challenge of striking that balance, I'm going to find a way to overcome. I'm not going to make the excuse. I'll make sure that my learning is serious. I'll make sure that my education is serious. If you're taking the time, you're taking these years of your life to be involved in both these worlds, Mirtz Hashem, you should be able to see success in both of them.